This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's talk about the Equity Act, okay? What's in it? I mean...
Oh, there's more than a bunch of stuff.
Right. Okay, what's happening? So far, tell me what you know about the Equity Act, because I have a few points.
Actually called the Equality Act. It's H.R. 5, passed the House a couple weeks ago. And 200-some to 100-some, and people have got to understand how vile and wicked this is. Right now before the Senate, and everyone listening to our voice needs to call their U.S. senators and tell them not to support H.R. 5, the Equality Act. That is goes so far to promote the sodomites, the lesbians, the transgenders. You'd call it the Perversion Act if you want to. It goes so far that the churches will be lawfully, federally accountable if they stand against homosexuality, if they preach against it, or if a homosexual come into the church and a transgender comes in and was dressed like a woman and be part of the service and come in and try to take over and be part of the, become members of the church, and that the church cannot stop them. Christian schools will not be allowed to fire a homosexual teacher or a lesbian teacher. They won't be able to do that. Transgenders and cross-dressers will be allowed to work in these schools. And even on private property, if you're having a Bible study in your home, it's open to other people. They come into your home and force themselves in your services. Now, folks, this is for real. And if you say no to them, it is a federal offense. It's a felony to say no to them. It's a felony.
Well,
property.
Let me tell you what kind of time it is. Number one, I have a course called How to Win in Court with Dr. Fred Graves. And everybody needs to get it. It's $250. You can then 10 people buy it, so a co-license for $25 a piece. This is literally the end of the world as we know it. If we don't stop this situation, the next step is to take the state to the sheriff's office and get a battalion of certified military police and citizens that are deputized by the sheriff and go down and arrest the state legislature to get the audits going. And if the audits, and when the audits get rolling, the next thing you need to do is the citizenry has to have leaves of local eternal anointed fellowships and military people ready with their food, their power, their weapons ready, because we need to go down and arrest Joe Biden and the federal government and all of the state governments that are involved in blue states, and we need to bring them to military tribunals. It needs to have, right now, we need as citizens to enact martial law against our government that's violating the Constitution and so on. It's now what I call, we have three boxes. We have the voter box, the witness box, and the cartridge box. And now people are being slack and lazy. They think they can just elect a politician. That's why I say the most important next step is the How to Win in Court course, which we have over on Deagle Network you can get. Don't complain. Start taking legal actions and contacting your senators with phone, but also filing action against all these politicians. Well, number two, get yourself ready for war, because if they try to take our guns, if they try to come to my house and take my guns or force vaccinate them, I'm going to kill them all. Now, this is lock and load time. We're telling
you.
And if you wait too long until they cut out the food supply, because the next thing they're going to do is crash the economy and cut out the food supply.
Yep.
And once they vaccinate enough people, enough of our citizens will turn into zombies. They can be controlled by 5 and 6G by nanotechnology. So I'm telling you, we're right now, these vaccines, I'm the only individual on earth. I had an argument yesterday with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny because she says she's too busy to come on my show. There's no one else on earth has the entire solution better than ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any other crap they have to stop the virus. I have the EduCap that can reverse the brain damage caused by the vaccine and a rescue program, including transcranial scalar technologies, which nobody else has. And we're at the end of the road. 10% of Americans now are vaccinated. In Israel, it's almost 90-80%. And if this continues, between the damage to the parts of their brain that connect them to the God, we call God gene, the VMAT2 gene,
yes,
and the health problems with their military and police, which may be either very sick or mentally ill or become psychopaths. It's the end of the road. And if they enact, the next step I expect is a collapse of the economy and a collapse of food supply. And if they do that, people will succumb to the vaccines or give their arms just to be able to feed themselves. So people need to realize it's time now for the sheriff's office to march into the legislative buildings along with legal actions through the proceeding litigant. And we need to force the audits. Once we win the audits and we actually have a constitutional crisis, we need a writ of quo warranto. We need to do a Bidenectomy by ICE. I call ARS first. That's part of my Canadian background. Remove Biden, Kamala Harris, who's a whore, and she's not even an American. Her mother and father, her father was from Jamaica, her mother was from India. She's not an American. She doesn't qualify. And then the one running behind the scenes is Susan Rice and George Soros and the globalists through the deep state have been running this monstrosity. And the matrix is us. It's inside Falcon, Colorado, and other sites. But when they look at the deep state, China is just a tentacle of the beast. They all want to blame China, including Trump. China's a liar. You know, everybody, even Trump. These deep state is us. I mean, we are the good people here in America. We're also the most evil. Okay, and we're working under the Queen. They have this little dispute with Markle. What's going on there? Markle, her husband, Harry, knew that his mother was killed by the Queen because he's the chief reptile. You know, when people talk about shape-shifting, that's because the demonic field is so intense that even people who are not religious can see the reptilian snake people, the same people that in a few weeks we're talking about the St. Paddy's Day. He could perceive these snake people, and he drove them out and killed them all, so they stopped killing Celtic children in the Wicker Man ceremony to allow snake people's children to come into the world. That's their ceremony. It's a pagan ceremony going right back to the days of Moloch and Baal in ancient Israel. It's the same damn thing, and the snake people were killed by St. Paddy. People don't know the real history of that, do they?
No, they don't. But you know, this is a full frontal attack from different directions on this. I mean, not only the
let me explain something. If 5% of people stop spitting and treating Deagle with disrespect, and that includes Dr. Tenpenny, he won't come on because he wants secular people to interview her, or people listen to me, including other hosts of this network, including people like Mike Adams and Alex Jones and other top investigators who maybe know 10, 20, 30% of truth but don't know the whole story or how to solve it. There's only one individual on earth that knows all of the problems and all of the players and all of the solutions, and that one person is the chief prophet, your prophet too as well, is Dr. Bill Deagle, the Moses of the day. Now, I'm not taking this title lightly, because God called from the moment I died at birth 69 years ago. And I want you to know, people out there, it grieves me when people want to disrespect me, whether they're relatives or friends. If they've taken the vaccines, I have friends that have taken them. I have to rescue them now. They're going to get brain damage that's eventually going to cause health problems like cancer, autoimmune disease, or God knows what, a heart attack or stroke. And we're basically staring down the barrel of the grand reset by Satan himself. We actually started, you don't have a 7-year period. You're not going to get a lot of warning. The tribulation started in 2020 last year. We're in it. And we're not going to get to 2022-24. That's a delusion by politicians that are lying to you. If we don't remove Biden and stop the vaccines that are toxic and restore the economy and restore food supplies in the economy, we're not going to get to next year. We're not alone getting to even to Christmas. If we inject as many people as they did in Israel, like, say, 3/4 of the population, literally, unless I can rescue them, and I'm the only doctor on earth that knows how to rescue these people when they got these toxic, genetically modified pseudo-vaccines in them, we're doomed. And all these people won't just physically be harmed. Because their VMAT2 region, the lamp that connects them to God, is gone, they have received the mark of the beast. Unless I rescue them, they're damned. They're not only physically damned, but they're spiritually damned in the lake of fire, which means they're cut off from their Creator God, their Father. People don't know this. I'm the only one on earth that knows how to solve this problem. There's nobody not even close. Do you know that?
I understand. There's a lot of people don't know much.
That's why you need to interview me on your show and these other ones. I've even asked Josh Bernstein. I've tried to get to be interviewed by people like, you know, Jerry Penny. It's not because I want to blow myself up. I have a patent that they expanded last month that's probably worth billions. I'm donating it. Do you know that? I don't care if I'm dealing with, you know, Stephen Lewis at a big company in New York, or these guys even at the First Nations Board. They wanted to attach to my patent and be co-developers. No, they didn't. They were doing work on an injectable version of a dendritic vaccine, which, yeah, it does produce antibodies. But how many people want to submit to a dendritic injectable vaccine that could have viruses, nanobots, or other crap in it? You want something oral you just take that makes you immunized so the virus can't enter your cells. And if you have these nanotechnologies or DNA, your body gets rid of them, which I have, okay? So my frustration with this is monumental. And, you know, When I was born 69 years ago and pronounced dead in arrival, I know it was parallel to the same things that happened with Moses when he died in the reeds. But the Hebrews would put the little basket in the reeds because they were killing all the baby boys, because their prophets knew that a prophet was coming who was going to cause trouble for Egypt. The Pharaoh's daughter grabbed him, resuscitated him, and he had a damage to his brain the same as I did. It made my lamp prosper. So I see in the spirit realm, even since I was a child, without ayahuasca or magic mushrooms or God knows what. And because of that, I have those spiritual giftings, not because I'm wonderful, because my eye is wide open. I see all this stuff, even since a child. Pretty crazy, eh?
Nutramedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Extremist Fletch Worker, based underneath Kamala Harris. what they should do?
Yeah, I've got this guy from Texas. He's very brilliant, and he's got a lot of hits on this, and the Equity Act, Equality Act, they call it.
Yeah.
People need to realize there's no such thing as equality. Just like H.R. 1, is it grabbing elections and taking away from the rights of states to control votes? As far as I'm concerned, the Democratic Party has fully desired to bust Dr. Pirro, Judge Pirro. Josh Bernstein and I came up with the same thing, inspired by God. We call them demon rats, not the Democratic Party.
Yes.
And the useless Republicans, I call them Republic crap. They're full of crap. They're full of crap. It's disgusting, and we should not tolerate it. We have two steps left. One step is proceeding litigant action and calling these senators and legislatures to get the writ of quorum and audits going. And number two, if it doesn't resolve it within, I'd say, by the end of this month, we need to march down and grab these state legislatures and start military tribunals. And we should march into Washington, D.C. And I'm sure the military will just stand back, because we're not going in there for violence. We're simply going in there to arrest them and bring them forward for military tribunal. Because all these bills that these House members are doing in the House of Representatives are completely unconstitutional. This current $1.9 trillion bill, only 9% is so-called for coronavirus, and only 1% for vaccines, even though the vaccines are damaging as hell. And then on the other hand, we have things like the Equality Act and the H.R. 1, and now executive orders by Biden and people like here in California, Gavin Newsom, where they're going to mix toy areas in all the department stores so they can't have a boys' toy area and a girls' toy area. They want people to be so confused as children they don't know what sex they are. That's what's coming. They want to get rid of the family and get rid of sex, don't they?
And they're doing it. They've been doing it for years. Our family's been under attack for a long, long time.
Yeah, but this is a big leap. I mean, and they know that if we have valid elections, if we know we have valid elections because they've done so many things so bad, if we have valid elections and people are healthy enough and haven't had their brain damaged by these goddamn vaccines, in 2022 they'll lose the House and the Senate and they won't be able to do this crap. They're trying to do it all right now, even before the summer. And I'm going to tell people, passivity doesn't do anything. I argued with my son 6 months ago. He said, "You mean you're not going to submit to the vaccine?" I said, "If some effing master comes to my house to grab me and my family, to either take us away or try to vaccinate, I'm going to kill them so fast, and there'll be little body parts of them all over my front lawn with regular and exotic weapons." And you can take that to the bank, and if you're upset by the fact that I'm making a direct threat to you, screw ya. Because if you come to my house to force vaccinate me, I'm going to kill you on the spot. Doctor, nurse, military personnel, if you have body armor, I'll go right through and blow you up. Okay? And Americans with 400 million guns are not going to put up with this shit. And the problem is right now, the main I'm worried about mainly is collapse of the economy and food supply, because people will pass in their guns to feed their stomach. That's what's coming next. Bill Gates is buying up all the land. You know that the Center for Disease Control holds more of the leases that people can't afford their apartment? So now the main leaseholder in the United States for people that can only pay part of the rent is the Center for Disease Creation, CDC. Did you know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that, no. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Hey, they're the number one leaseholder in the United States now.
I did not know that.
And then Bill Gates and these other globalists are buying up land like crazy because they want to control all the farms in the country. You need to understand, people, what's going on here. The devil's taken over, and you know what's causing the problem? It's not because they're so strong. It's because we are so inactive and such gutless bastards. We're afraid. We think it's going to be a better thing to not confront them. I've had situations where I've had to confront relatives and been told to shut the hell up, Billy. I'm not going to shut the hell up. I'm not going to stop talking about the fact these things are from the pit of hell. I'm not going to just be wilt away and be quiet so I don't upset friends or neighbors. Screw that. If they're upset by me telling them the truth, they're not my friend. How's that?
I agree.
You know? You either respect me, because I'm there to save your ass from either physical harm or death. Not only physical death, but spiritual death in the lake of fire. And people want to negotiate with me and say, "Well, you're just arrogant." No, I'm not. You know and I know that talented people don't have to be arrogant. It's usually people that are weak and have no talent that try to pump up their ego by people making other people believe they are wonderful. I know I'm not wonderful unless I do God's will. And yes, I am a superhuman, but it's not because it's wonderful or I want to be worshipped. You worship only God, not me. I'm just his willing witness. And again, people need to understand, I'm not any more special than a little black baby in 2 hours are going to cut off in New York City because they've had more mortuaries near black neighborhoods than anybody else. I'm no more special than a little kid in Islam or in China that's going to be killed with the Uyghurs. But unfortunately, because they believe in the wrong religion, their wives are being raped, and they're about to have their organs whipped out of them because they do something that pisses off the communist Chinese. They're just a tentacle of the beast. If you think you can, if you know more than Dr. Dingell about anything that I talk about, God help you. Come on my show live or afterwards, and I'm going to give you an intellectual vivisection. I'm not like Rush Limbaugh. I'm the nastiest host on any radio show or TV in the history of humanity. And I'm faster and more intelligent permanently than anybody you'll ever meet. And you want to see if you can violate me and get a... It's not going to happen. You know that, don't you, Pastor Butch?
Yep, I do.
I am the toughest son of a bitch you'll ever meet. I am the intellectual Terminator. You say bullshit on my show, I'll terminate you. For the sake of the Most High God and for your eternal soul and your physical body and the nature of humanity, it's supposed to become the bride of God. When God transitions and marries the Lamb, which is basically us, we will become the Queen of the Heavens. That's why He's coming back soon. Because we have the tribulation now, it means we're in the birthing room. We're in the birthing room of the bride. This tribulation is going to bring forth people that usually will start spitting on Deagle and Pastor Butch, but guess eventually they'll stop spitting. When they realize that everything that we've said for years is coming, they'll stop spitting and start believing and start praying and start realizing that it's not Deagle that's going to save them, it's our Creator God that's going to save them. Right?
That's true. We're just servants.
We're just servants. I'm just a letter carrier. Think of me as a guy with a letter carrier on my backpack and I'm walking up to your door. That's it. I'm not going to be worshipped because I'm a superior human being. No. God gave me those talents because He gave me the balls, intellectually and spiritually, to not be afraid of death or persecution from family, friends, colleagues, or being even killed and tortured to death. I'm not afraid.
Yep.
I've been dead or near dead 4 times. Not once, not twice, 4. And I don't give a crap.
Understand it.
And that's the reason why God's resurrected me. He said, I'm going to kick you back, boy. You're like a chess player that's made of titanium alloys. They try to smash you on the top of their head and they break their hand. I am the titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of life for Satan. How's that?
Yep.
Bite me and break your teeth off. And you know what people think? Well, I don't want to interview Deagle. He talks too fast. He interrupts his guests. Guess what? I support my guests like you. I'm not only a prophet, I know how to recognize co-prophets like Dr. Kari Mahde, yourself, Pastor Butch Pah. You have a prophetic calling. You're not just pastor. You're prophet Butch Pah. A prophet carries not everything, but it carries a few words of God that no one else knows that from your perspective are so sacred to the body that if they don't hear it, they can get harmed. It's like a, if you want to call it, like a spiritual medication to the body of the believers.
Yep.
How's that?
Yep, I agree.
God help us all, man. I tell you, we're in it right now. I don't think we have next year. If we don't solve this before Christmas, America and the world are doomed, and we will have death by the tens of millions in thermonuclear, chemical, and biological warfare, and the human race will be turned into cyborg nanobot monstrosities. But I'm not kidding.
Now's the time to stand up and speak up.
There's so much.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
President Biden signed his massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill a day earlier, the ceremony happening after Biden originally planned to sign it on Friday. The relief bill getting no support from Republicans in the House or Senate. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy telling Fox News,
"We tried with President Biden. He said, look, I'll meet you halfway. We said, okay. Well, and then he just ignored us. I mean,
I know.
If he was meeting us halfway, he's a damn poor judge of distance."
A federal judge struck down a nationwide eviction moratorium issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, ruling the 2020 ban was beyond its authority. The CDC argued the eviction ban was needed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns.
Over 500,000 Americans who have died. Around 30 million have become infected.
During a Capitol briefing, the California Democrat calling it heartbreaking. Pelosi also cheering the passage of the massive stimulus bill, which was signed by President Biden today. The White House is continuing to defend the Biden administration's immigration policies. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it will take time to fix the mess, her words, left behind by the Trump administration. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neals says the influx of illegal immigrants crossing over into Texas is hurting his state.
The stories that I could share with you today, but we don't have the time, the horrific stories, the number of victims in Fort Bend County that have been victimized by illegals would make a billy goat puke.
You're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition...
I played earlier your clip about the sterility in stillborns, about the vaccines, and I think these numbers, by the way, according to Dr. Terry Tinpenny, who does many conferences a week, are a fraction of the totality of the horrors going on.
I would agree with that. Basically, what you're looking at are just the numbers that are reported to VAERS, and VAERS has a history of being underreported.
Right. Now, what people need to start grasping here is, hi, John W., we have you here, so we're going to ask questions. We want you to get ready with questions. I hear politicians talking on all the major news media. CNN, the audience is collapsing. Fox has lost 40% of their audience. They're trying to build it back up by putting on one of the representatives of Trump, who's actually her. She was a very good representative in the office talking for the president. But what people don't understand is that these people are just playing around with part of the truth. None of them are wanting to interview people like you and me. None of them want to get deep into the truth. They just want to play around the edges of it, don't they?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, look, they're afraid of people that do not have a filter, that will not, under any circumstances, self-censor themselves.
Right.
And will speak the truth no matter what the consequences are. And very few people will do that because, quite frankly, very few people are as dumb enough to do that.
Well, it's not a matter of dumb.
Enough.
Let me explain.
Brave enough.
Well, let me explain. I learned a lesson from my Delta Force guys. And I've took care of military for the past, you know, half a century, but I mean, I took care of people right back from World War One and Two, because that's how old I am. And Vietnam and afterwards, right? And all our wars right back to the Gulf War I and so on. And I learned an interesting thing because the ticker of the Tank Division and Delta Force Special and Special Op, they were actually my guys, right? And they said, you know, I know you as a doctor never were in a division of the military, but you took care of us over all these decades. But you think like us. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you realize unless you super prepare, it means like an athlete, if you ever run 2 miles, you get ready by running 10 miles. If you're military, you're trained so hard and you're so automatic that you have to do something in a battlefield, like putting your 90-pound backpack and doing something, that you're like a machine, like a Terminator. And you also have to be fearless. If you go into the battle with fear, you're going to die. You have to be so prepared that fear is driven into your body. I said, what? He said, pain is fear leaving your body. In other words, you have to drive the pain out and be willing to actually go into the battlefield completely fearless, or you're not going to survive. In other words, the nice doctors are nice, you know, they have wellness doctors and so on that have done all these battles. They're dead. Now, I know Rush Limbaugh is nice, and that's probably part of the reason we attacked him in the brain and causes hearing loss and other things. But one of the things about Deagle, and probably about you and me, is there's not a nice cell, there's not a nice molecule in my body. I'm a vicious, nasty monstrosity if you cross me. You'd be better off having the devil himself after you rather than Deagle, either in court or in person physically or with my weapons. And if you want to come to violate me by grabbing me or taking me off to vaccinate, I'm going to kill you so fast and blow you up and slit your throat or hit you with a non-lethal weapon and then cut you up in pieces. You won't even imagine how fast you're going to die. Horribly. Now, that's a guarantee. People, oh, you can't say that on air. I want them to know on air. God help the stupid assholes. Yes, they may kill me. But if 6 guys come, 4 are going to die. They're not going home to mama. Now, you know the problem is these are gutless Satanists. But if they have to deal with an armed public with 400 million guns and 95 million armed Americans, they're just trying to take away our food or water and inject us so we become zombies. So eventually they can collapse the economy and do whatever the hell they want to do. They're gutless bullies. You know what a bully is? A bully is a person who tries to pretend they're so wonderful, but they get 2 or 3 guys to take on one guy. Because on head-to-head with one person, they get their ass kicked. That's what these Satanists are. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. Joe Biden kept on saying he's going to take on Donald Trump head-to-head. I would like to see that happen. If it ever happened even a few years ago, Donald Trump, even before he actually raises one hand, would put the guy on the ground and kick his ass all over the place. All right? Now, that's whether it's intellectually or spiritually or otherwise. We're not going to take crap. And you see, that's the only way to survive. It's not like, oh, that's an option. If you don't file legal actions or call the legislature or do something, they're just sitting there like a animal in the middle of the driveway when the train's going to hit you or a mock truck, you're going to friggin' die. So I talk to people, and they want to argue. One of their first things is, we're going to attack you. You're an arrogant prick. You don't let your guests talk. You think you know everything. Guess what? If I'm talking about something, I know it. And I want you to dialogue with me if you have the stupidity and the balls to try to take me on or off air. Be a stun bunny, and I'm going to cut you up big time, and it's going to hurt. And leave a mark.
Well, one thing they are right about, you definitely don't let your guests talk. I'll go out there.
I want you to talk
I'm
now.
Sure
okay?
John
I want you to talk.
Spring would attest to that.
And I know that, but I want you to talk now because it's your turn, because we're at the point now where I'm so frustrated by this. So you want to talk to Dr. Tenpenny, she won't come on my show. She's terrified of being interviewed by Dr. Deagle. So are other people. So the people that are super brilliant like yourself do have something to say. Go ahead and say it.
Well, look, I think that evil does exist. There's no question about it. Evil exists on Earth. It is in the form of anyone that is a registered Democrat or a liberal politician or anyone that has the ideological makeup of someone that believes in globalism and killing babies on the day they're born and opening the borders to let people in that are unchecked and things like that. So wanting to take away our freedoms and abilities to protect ourselves, these are all evil positions. These are positions that you would worship the devil in order to be able to facilitate these types of positions. So what we are in is a spiritual war as well as an ideological war, as well as a war against half the country. Actually, it's not really that much. It's probably maybe about 35, you know, percent, if not even that much, because the majority of people are, you know, they believe in America, they believe in freedom, they believe in limited government, they believe in the right to protect themselves, they believe in the right for all children to be able to live and prosper, including those that are unborn. And so you have the vast majority of people that truly believe in the goodness of this country and the goodness of America.
Exactly.
But there are millions that do not. And those are the ones that we have to fight. And whether that is in a battle, an arena of ideas, or elsewhere, we will have to be prepared to do that. And it could get to a certain level in which we're going to have to do what we have to do in order to survive and protect our freedom.
It's
and that's where America's need to step up and understand that everything is on the line, and it's worth dying and fighting for the next generation.
Let me explain how simple this is. Number one, if everybody got my pro se litigant course, how to win in court, and just say 10 people bought it for $25 a piece, and they file and contact their state legislature, their politicians, and file legal suits, and they contacted all their legislatures, like you say, in all your shows, and you give phone numbers to contact the police, like the Maricopa County trying to shred the ballots and burn them in a chicken farm. People need to realize if you simply did these things, this would be over in a weekend. In other words, if we had, I'll give an example, if we file these actions and don't get a grid of Coronado in the legislatures, within by the end of this month, we should have a sheriff march down and grab and arrest the legislatures in every state and then walk into Washington, D.C., not to create violence or burn down buildings, simply to walk in and arrest fake president. Bye-bye Biden and Kamala Harris, whore, and Susan Rice and other so-called people in this fake government, and haul them off to military tribunal. We don't need to burn down buildings, hurt people, or kill anyone. We simply need to arrest them.
The left does.
Yeah, they do that. We don't. We want to walk in peaceably, arrest people, and bring them to a place where there is proper rule of law and rules of evidence and so on. And me personally, I don't believe in the, and I know some people will believe in, if I have to defend myself and kill somebody, I will. But I personally believe if I can take them alive, I'd much rather give them life extension, have their sorry asses around for a couple centuries while we torture them in prison with hard labor, while kids can have a spitball machine they can load with tokens and shoot ass on them when they're wearing a thonk in colder than normal temperatures. How's that? I call spitball prison. I call spitball prison.
I like it. Personally, I'm a fiscally responsible person, and I believe in, you know, our right economics.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to do is pay for these pissants to be alive.
No. What you do is you get the money for the kids to shoot spitballs at them.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Into a beehive. So, John, so now I talked too much in the first segment. It's your turn now. Go ahead.
Oh, me?
Josh, go ahead.
Oh, I think it's Josh. Yeah. Okay, well, Josh, I commend you for what you're doing, and I realize that you and Dr. Bill are not doing it all alone, but basically you're giving a lot of encouragement. And I hate to say this, but Joe Biden is rather upset with you guys. He said some words that were not too kind about this movement that is threatening.
I'd like him to address me personally. You know what? If that's stupid, you know what happened is this bastard now is basically, if you want to call it, a zombie. You know, we right now have the vaccine-induced zombie apocalypse, don't we, Josh?
We do, John. What exactly did he say? I don't think I heard this one.
Well, basically, he said that these people, referring to bad people from his perspective, are just ruining our rights to vote and this and that. You know, how can we possibly win elections if these people do the reforms? That's what he's really saying.
Yeah, of course. You know, look, they're coming. They're not going to be happy with the state legislatures, and they can thank me and many. We're going to make sure that voting has integrity in this country. We're going to make sure that you have to show a photo identification when you are requesting an absentee ballot, when you are requesting a mail-in ballot, and, of course, right. When you vote in person. I will take it a step further. No one in the country has even suggested this. I want to see proof of income at the polling station. I want paycheck stubs. I want award letters. I want pension letters. I want bank statements. I want disability claims. I want to see that you have skin in this game. Because if you don't have skin in this game, then you're more than likely going to vote for people that are going to continue to keep you in check and in control by them giving you taxpayer money. And I'm out on that.
Yes.
Right. See, and one of the good things to me is a lot of people don't take things seriously. For example, let's say you have a bad lifestyle and you're going to get pancreatic cancer. They don't take it seriously until their doctor says your blood test came back and your CT scan and you have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And that's what I'm saying as a what we call geopolitical and spiritual doctor. our nation has terminal socio-political and spiritual cancer, doesn't it?
No question about it.
We're terminal, and we have what's called the spiritual and the geopolitical and the truth chemotherapy to drive out the cancer and the immunological technology to do so. But it's not open to opinion. Like, people say, well, I have an opinion. I said, fine. I'm teachable. If you're out there and you have experience, or you don't have to have five PhDs or all kinds of geopolitical experience. But you know what? Most people are arrogant, dumb bunnies. And they actually will say, you're an arrogant prick. You think you know everything. Well, my life, all the crap I've been through, I've been through more things than people of 60 lives. And it's not open to anybody's goddamned opinion. And so when I tell them stuff like the VMAT2 vaccine by DARPA and the Gadalt project, another thing which I took care of, or the biological weapons they've been developing since the 70s, this is an open opinion. And the 1970 project for Dr. Shelf that was accepted in 1980 by the what's called the Lucis or Lucifer Trust, which they planned for 2020 with the United Nations, the international banks, and so on, and the deep state, and how we gave all the components of the bioweapons to build the Wuhan lab, going right back to George Bush Sr., who's a CIA agent, to transfer labs to Iraq, and then later built all these weapons with the bat virus lady, with the work from Dr. Lieber and Dr. Barrick and University of North Carolina. This isn't open to freaking opinion. I give them the papers if they can effing read. It's not open to their goddamned opinion. How's that?
Look, bottom line is, the more crazy somebody sounds, the more intricate their thought process is, the more likely that what they're saying is 100% accurate and true. Because it gets to the point and a level where people say to themselves, and their brain turns off because they're not proficient enough to be able to comprehend it, and they go, there's no way this can be true. This can't be true. This has to be conspiracy. This has to be false, whatever. And those are the times when it is the truth. And that's the part that people don't understand, because it's very hard to kind of, you know, grasp reality.
I developed a new term for you, Judd.
Strong.
Josh, I drew up a new term I'm thinking you like. You know, just like you and I and Dr. Pirro came up with the idea of demon rats. I call it vicious ignorance. It's like if you got an animal that's starting to lose it because there's something anyway with their brain, they've got cognitively dissonance inside their head, and you send something that aggravates their cognitive dissonant ideas, they bare their teeth and growl at you and think, well, they're ready to bite, aren't they? And that's because they're trying to defend cognitively dissonant ideas because their reality series is blowing up inside their head. I call it vicious ignorance. There is ignorance because they're getting vicious because they can't take the fact that you've proven inside their head is bullshit.
Right.
Right? You and I guys, we bring a septic truck to people's head, we put a hose up to their ear, and none of their mouth or oral anus for their thoughts, all the bullshit comes out of their mouth. How's that?
Yeah. The bottom line is that, like I said, when you are intelligent and you can speak intelligently about a lot of different subject matters, then you're automatically a conspiracy theorist because nobody can comprehend what you're actually saying.
Well, this is real simple, though, to be honest with you. Good is doing God. It's in the ancient Hebrew Bible, which is why the Jews are so persecuted, because they had the book. The way to do good is to do God and add an extra O. Simple.
Yep.
And God's the only one who can take away sin. Man can't with good works. This is real simple. It's so simple, a three-year-old can understand it. But yet, the average religious person, no matter what their religion, doesn't understand it. They think if I'm a good political person, set up a political system to bring the environment back, I'm a good person, so I'm fine. I'm going to go into nirvana. They're full of shit.
Right.
You know, and I think, by the way, heaven starts later on after you're dead. No, heaven starts the day when you serve God. That means you have to care about each other. You have to also believe in the rule of dialogue. For example, if the Democrats could even have a dialogue with us, we could figure out, oh, big industry can afford maybe $20 an hour, but small business can't, so the government would have to pay the difference so people have a decent meal. Don't force health care. Don't force abortion. Now they've got these new laws. They want regular pro-life Christians, Catholics, Jews to pay for abortions for people not only in America but worldwide. It's disgusting. And they're selling baby body parts, and they're prosecuting this guy, DeLaden, and the guy who did it to start it off, the lady who did it was this monstrosity called Kamala Harris. She's the one that prosecuted him, who's going to prison for decades for finding and videotaping baby body parts being sold.
When she was the attorney general in California, he went after him because he dared to save the children's lives, babies' lives.
Really?
really sick. It's really sad.
And she's waiting in the wings, literally probably a month or two away, because Biden is so close they won't even give him the nuclear transfer codes. It's obvious within a matter of weeks, I think they're trying to pull him. My guess is, at the rate we're going, I don't think he's going to make it to June. I think Kamala Harris, they're going to try to declare her president by June. That's what my feeling is.
What I'm hearing is that, you know, they're taking the Kamala Harris tour, where they're trying to introduce her to people and get her get people to like her, which is, you know, impossible because she's an absolute evil bitch. But besides that, my guess is you're probably going to see in about 30 to 45 days, the media is going to really start to turn on Joe Biden. They're going to start talking about how he's flipping and how, you know, this is the humane thing to do, and they're going to turn Joe Biden, the pedophile, the rapist, into the victim. They're going to say, well, it's best for the country, it's best for America that he should step down because he is older and, you know, it's best for him. Watch, they're going to turn this into him being the victim. Never mind they stole the election, which the American people are the victims. They're going to turn it around to do that. You watch. And I would say by the end of the summer, if not sooner, you'll see the switch.
Exactly. We're all the same wavelength. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's true. My wife said that Biden scheduled to speak later today or this evening.
He'll be reading off a teleprompter. He's not capable of question and answer. If you, Josh, if you or I could question this man and he didn't have a pre-printed card to read from, he would be lost in a matter of minutes. If I did a mini mental status exam on this monster, he would fail so badly I'd be hauling him off in a palsy jacket to a psychiatric ward.
Yeah.
Danger to himself and everybody else. He's a frigging, demented, demonic asshole. How's that?
That's why the left will never come on my show or interview with me or have me on their shows, because they know they're going to be intellectually eviscerated on their own platforms. You know, that's why CNN and MSLSD and all those, you know, networks, even Fox for that matter, would never have me on, because they've seen me, they've seen my show, they know that I don't hold any punches, they know that I'm, you know, completely unapologetically conservative, and I speak my mind, and I don't have a filter. I'm professional, I'm not going to, you know, say that I'm not professional, but I will absolutely destroy them intellectually, and they know that, and they know they cannot win an argument with me. So they
By the way, you sell hats, t-shirts, and so on to remind people, wake up now or you'll never wake up. How's that? Get your hats and t-shirts at Josh Bernstein.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
He grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.